In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
My 17 years as a priest, I've been called to many hospital bedsides. I've visited many, many funeral homes. I've gone to the homebound. And in all of those cases, there is that sense of loss as a loved one is reaching the end of their life, as a loved one is suffering, as a loved one has left us. And yes, I can offer the sacraments of the church, offer the funeral mass. But what about the next day? What is about the next week? And what I've seen over the years is one of the most effective comforts for someone who's experienced that loss is to journey with someone else who knows exactly where they're at, who has experienced a loss himself, who maybe is a little farther down the road and sees that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And so I want to offer you, I want to offer you three companions if you are in that experiencing loss. And those three companions are Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family. You know, this time of the season, of course, we idolize the Holy Family. We put up nativity scenes. We hear, of course, the great stories of Christmas. But we need to take a step back for a moment. The Holy Family, just because they were holy, did not isolate them from the suffering of this world. First example, Joseph has obeyed the lawful decrees and has taken his pregnant wife to Bethlehem, his ancestral home. Think of this for a moment. His new bride, who's pregnant, he cannot even find her a house to reside in while they were there. He cannot even find her a suitable bed to lie down on. Instead, Mary's bed ends up being the floor of a stable. Their newborn son's crib is a feeding trough, a manger. How that must have struck Joseph to the heart to think, this is the best I can do for my wife and for my newborn son. Another story. They also experience fear. Joseph gets a dream and says, "The king of Israel wants to kill your son. You need to flee Egypt. You need to flee from Bethlehem to Egypt." What that must have been like as he woke Mary, as he said, "You need to gather Jesus, we need to leave right now and flee in the middle of the night to escape this maniacal king who ends up killing all of these children, hoping to kill that one child." That is fear. That is fear for your family. That is fear, wondering, how can we ever stay ahead of Herod's men? And the Holy Family experienced loss. Tradition has it that before Jesus began his public ministry, that Joseph died in the arms of his wife, Mary, and Jesus, his son. We know Jesus cried at the death of his friend Lazarus. How much did he cry for Joseph's death? How much did Mary tears were shed as Joseph breathed his last? The Holy Family, my dear friends, knows what we experience. They've already done so. They've already experienced the pain and the suffering, the loss that occurs in this life. But they also know there is a light at the end of the tunnel called eternal life in heaven. The Holy Family knows where people are at, and the Holy Family is ready to welcome not only your loved ones, but also all of us when we reach the end of our life on earth. And so, my dear friends, I would encourage you to look to the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, because in the loss and pain and suffering that they experience, they also experience salvation. And that's something that can give us hope, even in the darkest of times.